Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, we try and build this roster to not need a trade, okay? Because these guys are learning the playbook, especially at a wide position of wide receiver. They're learning that all spring, assuming you got them in the spring or you've had them before. And that playbook is being built up, and then game plans are pulled off of that each week by your opponent. And so it's not as easy as, hey, trade for player receiver X, drop him in, and he's just going to run with the rest of them.
Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean from yesterday. It was a busy day over at One Bills Drive. Before that, Sean McDermott spoke. We got our first injury report as the game week gets underway. Bills going to take on the Miami Dolphins down in South Florida on Sunday. And for more on a busy day yesterday, Sal Capaccio does join us on the Western Hotline. Sal, how we doing, man?
Good, guys. Good morning to you.
So where should we start? We've got six players that didn't practice yesterday due to injuries, or we have been talking for almost a half hour. So we've got a lot to get to.
How about we start with Bean and just kind of rewind yesterday before we move on to today's practice, if we'll do it that way. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
And kind of get collect our thoughts on all of that, because first it was Sean McDermott. He spoke yesterday, his normal Wednesday media briefing ahead of practice, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But he spoke about the trade deadline as well. He was asked some questions about it. And then obviously Brandon Bean. And, you know, I came away, my biggest thing that I came away with was I think the Bills felt they had something in the hopper that didn't happen, whatever that was. I'm not sure. It wasn't just, hey, we think we're going to do something, we don't know what it is. Like, they had something planned that they thought they were going to do, right? I don't think that there was any, I think for them it was more of a, okay, let's just get this across the finish line. And it never happened. And I don't know what that would be. You know, we're never going to, maybe we'll know someday, but he's not going to reveal that at any point with us yesterday. And the reason I say that is even thinking about him saying, if I were a betting man in Vegas, I would have lost money on the Bills making a deal. Like, he's telling you right there, like, I would have bet on me making a trade. Mm-hmm. Well, he's controlling that, right? In some respects, half of it at least. So I think that's part of it right there. I think the other thing that I take away from it is, and the Bills believe, and I think rightfully so, that they have a championship roster. They have a chance to win a Super Bowl with the roster they have as currently constructed. It doesn't mean they couldn't get better. Doesn't mean they didn't try to get better. But as it is, they can still win a Super Bowl with the team that they have. And I don't think that's wrong to think.
No, I Sal, I totally agree with you. I mean, I mentioned it in the last segment with Derek here, too. Like, I know I've been at times this year very doomer and stuff like that. And I think in part of it, a lot of it is just the lack of patience. The patience is leaving me a little bit here, especially, you know, the years have gone on. They lose in very similar fashions, what have you. But they do things a lot of times the right way. They keep making the dance. They keep having shots at a Super Bowl, and they keep getting there. And this year looks to be no different. They're 6-2. They're right around the one seed with everybody else. They're in a good spot. Sal, I will tell you, the thing I found most interesting yesterday from Bean was two things. Really, one, he did seem agitated that he could not get something done. And I do enjoy the spot Bean. He is as candid as a GM seems to be able to be possible. And then two, he did seem to point a little bit that he tried, or at least was attempting to try, to get a deal done with one of the Jets or the Dolphins.
It did feel like that to me as well. I mean, he did mention specifically teams in the division and they were reluctant to trade. And, you know, Jeremy this morning talked a lot about, you know, his trail of breadcrumbs led him to thinking that maybe Brian Thomas Jr. Mm-hmm. was a guy they were targeting. And maybe, I mean, I don't know. I understand. And I think it's, you know, a good theory and practice to kind of go through that and figure it out. I think was possibly one of the guys from the Jets on their radar. Was Garrett Wilson or even Quinnen Williams a guy? But what kind of holds me back, that maybe they thought they could get, but then what holds me back is him when he says they were reluctant to trade. Like, when reluctant? How reluctant? Yeah. Was it, hey, we're not even going down that road because you are the Bills and you're in our division? Or was it they were talking and they got to a point where the Jets are like, we just can't do that. Like, that's just bad for us. It's bad optics. We're not going to help you out. Because if that were the case, then you start to think about maybe there were other deals to be made that they didn't make because they thought they could do that, right? The other thing that gets me to, I think that they were doing something, you know, he talked about Taron Johnson's restructure. Now, Brandon Bean said, and I'm glad because this is something I, you know, brought up the last couple of days, that the Taron Johnson restructure didn't have to be just about a trade. It could have been about the fact that they need operating costs. Now, when you have a guy go on IR in the NFL, there's no cap relief. It's not like the NHL, where the Vegas Knights do this all the time. They put a guy in IR, they suddenly have a ton of cap.
I love it.
That's not how it works in the NFL. When a guy goes on IR, like Michael Hoyt or whoever, you don't get cap relief. It's his salary still counts. So but what you do have to do is count more on your cap when you replace him. A guy comes up the practice squad, he's suddenly on an NFL minimum contract salary, basically, like Fedarian Mathis. You sign a guy, of course, he's going to count. So what you do is you restructure Taron Johnson to have room not only this week, but next week and week 16 and 17 and 18 as the season goes on to be able to make those moves. The fact that they did it Monday, though, and not because you could do that anytime, the fact that they did it Monday, I think because of the trade deadline, there was a deadline. He had mentioned a restructured deadline, but I do feel that he was doing it in case, and even said, in case a move came along, right? Mm-hmm. So they were ready to do something, and that's where I feel that Brandon Bean probably thought he had something he was going to do that didn't happen, and why he says, I was as mad as any fan going home.
All right, so now looking at the injuries here, Sal, there's a lot of them. I mean, it's just Wednesday, and we've talked about this a lot. It's to start the week, but six players not practicing, three players limited. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so the one that's really interesting today that we'll get more of a read on is Christian Benford, because when McDermott went through the list yesterday, he mentioned everybody but Christian Benford, and then Benford was on the injury report. So one of two things is pretty much possible here. Either Christian Benford got hurt during practice and he was limited because he started practice but didn't finish it, or, you know, was hobbled in some capacity, or it's very possible, because this happens, that McDermott got the information after he spoke with us that maybe they're going to hold off on Benford because he was sore, something like that. Like, you could have that happen, right? It happens before. I mean, guys sometimes are full after he says they'll be limited, and guys sometimes are not practicing after he says he's limited, because that's just the conversation with the training staff when the player gets out there. Hey, I'm a little sore, going to back off me today. Okay, and then we get information later. But that said, it's concerning, because this has happened a couple times where, like Ed Oliver, suddenly he's limited. You're like, what's going on? And, you know, he's in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
A walking boot, right? And that practice, I think maybe that's how it went down. Either way, you guys get the point. The other guys, Joey Bosa and James Cook, are the ones that you're like, two DNPs. Bosa with a wrist, and there's been some people trying to figure out what happened there in the game, and it goes all the way back maybe to Carolina from what people are looking at online and some of the play of that. And maybe if that's the case, I mean, he played all of the game against Kansas City. He spoke in the locker room after. So, you know, he finished the game. I'm not too concerned until we don't see him today. Same thing with James Cook. I think that injury is from the first series of the game because, I mean, he finished the game and he spoke at the podium after. And it is possible he's sore. It's possible there's swelling or anything that could happen after a game. There's no doubt about that, but he didn't practice yesterday. And then very surprisingly, AJ Epenesa in concussion protocol the day after a game, which does happen sometimes. So those are the three guys that kind of came by surprise. No surprise, Taron Johnson, Daquan Jones, or Shaq Thompson all not practicing, but we'll see if they do today in any capacity. And then Joshua Palmer, good news on him, limited participant. So maybe they get him back this week after he did actually practice a little bit last week.
Sal, on those, and some of them don't belong in this, like AJ Epenesa with concussion, and you know he's obviously got to get treatment. I wonder though, with the early bye, if maybe this is the Bills, you know, for some of these players like a James Cook, like a Joey Bosa, where they could potentially be limited. They decide, no, you know, it's not a vet rest day, but we're just not going to have you practice today because of the long stretch now to wrap up the season with the early bye.
I agree. I mean, I think that look, I think a lot of this is. I don't want to use the word load management. It's not load management. It's managing bodies through the season. This is the long game. I think the Bills have played the long game all year. What's funny is about this, like Bosa's the guy we thought about this, and he's been playing a ton of snaps, right?
Yeah.
But he's the guy we thought that they would be doing this with all year, and it hasn't really happened. But I do think they're playing the long game here, and they do have injuries, and they have to really think about what their team looks like going forward and how much they want to put on each guy and how they have to kind of manage the reps. So yeah, it's load management in the sense of not taxing them, but injuries and making sure that, hey, we got to get through this week. That's what Terrell Bernard was 2 weeks ago, guys. I mean, Terrell Bernard didn't play against Carolina. He dressed. He didn't play because they're like, hey, we don't really, I mean, if he has to play, we can put him out there, but let's give him another week. It's kind of what Matt Milano was. He didn't dress, but let's give him another week, and then those guys come back. So I agree. The thing about Bosa and Cook is, you know, they're both from South Florida, and, you know, I think that they would really love to play in this game. And I'm not saying that's like the end-all, be-all, you know, decision, but I'm sure that they would love to be down there. By the way, the Dolphins, they will be without Rasul Douglas. That's just coming over. He will not be able to play in this game against his former team, the Bills.
And then, I mean, the other one to keep an eye on there is also Chop Robinson. We're talking about concussions with AJ Epenesa.
Yes.
Robinson himself as well.
Yeah, for sure. So yesterday, if you listened to Mike McDaniel, I went and listened and watched Mike McDaniel's press conference yesterday, and he kind of gave mixed signals on Chop Robinson because he first starts talking about him like, there's no way. Like, oh, I'm, you know, really, you know, what was the wording he used? I can't remember the exact wording, but I'm concerned about him and whatever. And that's great because, but it felt like he was like making it like, oh, wow, he could be out a while. And then at the end, when he finished kind of talking about him, he's like, yeah, we'll see where it goes this week. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, so I don't know what the deal is with Chop Robinson. They don't have Jalen Phillips. They might not have Chop Robinson. Looks like Rasul Douglas, we know that now. He's not going to play. This is just announced by them. Their DC, Anthony Weaver, said it. I mean, this is an opportunity. The Bills need to go down there and just put their foot down on the Miami Dolphins. And you want to talk about managing injuries, guys, load management? How about the Bills go down there and get a nice, comfortable lead by halftime if they can and say, listen, third quarter, fourth quarter, we're going to start getting guys out. And I know that's, you know, it's easy to say here from my chair, right, from Studio Capaccio. I get that. But seriously, and it's not that easy, but I mean, that would be the best case scenario here.
It would be the best case scenario, Sal, especially because of the fact that, you know, you do want to make sure you get some load management. You get a chance to get some of these players off the field. I'm wondering how large the Hoyt injury is going to loom for this team because of the fact that, you know, they do have to sign Fedarian Mathis to the active roster. They're out of call-ups for him. They bring in Kingsley Jonathan on the practice squad. I'd imagine they'll start using those call-ups as well. But it is something where their depth is being tested, and they are doing everything that they can to fight it.
For sure. And one of the things that you know, Sean talked about yesterday, and even Brandon, is young players stepping up, right? Young players have to step up.
Yeah.
And I really, to me, you look right at a guy like Landon Jackson, and that's somebody they talked about. And I've been more of a, you know, Matt Bove and I had a really great discussion a few weeks ago, early in the season, on Landon Jackson and why he's not dressing. And, you know, Matt was very much like, oh my God, your third round pick's not dressing. Like, that's a problem. And I was more of a, well, it's early in the season, and, you know, it's not easy for guys to get a spot on this roster because the roster's good, and I'm not gonna judge him over three. I mean, AJ Epenesa wasn't getting a jersey early in his career either, early on. Like, every team is different, right? Every roster is different. We are now to a point where guys have, there's enough injuries on this team, and there's enough happening, and I'm not gonna say it has to happen this week because I still think that development means something. Look at Cole Bishop, right? I mean, like, I think, isn't Cole Bishop a great example of why we shouldn't be rushing to judgment about the development or lack of development for guys after 1 year, after whatever games? Like, come on. But that said, as this season goes on, guy, Landon Jackson needs to make a contribution, I think. Like, that they need to start getting something from that because they're gonna need more guys, and they're gonna need guys to contribute, these young players who are on this team. And, you know, again, let's go back to the Joey Bosa point. It can't just be Joey Bosa doing everything at defensive end. And AJ Epenesa is in concussion protocol now. Javon Solomon has to have a role here. Now, I'm going to put him in this boat, and he has been playing. But I need Javon Solomon and Landon Jackson at some point here to do something, to be a part of, you know, this Bills defense in some capacity to make a difference, an impact, whatever. They did just sign Kingsley Jonathan. Kingsley Jonathan's played pretty well when he's been on the Bill. He's actually, but, you know, he hasn't been called on a lot. But you know, that's a guy that they're going to add into this rotation at some point who knows the system. So it just shows you where they feel they are at the position.
We're going to take quick time out here. Sal's going to be sticking with us here for another segment. I want to dive a little bit more into where the Dolphins are at, firing their general manager, keeping the coach, maybe keeping the coach long term. We'll see. That might put a kibosh in some of my plans for the offseason, but we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, along with Sal Capaccio, here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show, and this is WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.